UK summons Chinese ambassador over spying allegation. The British Foreign Ministry on May 9 said it had summoned the Chinese ambassador after a London court convicted two men, including a former British immigration officer, of spying for the Chinese communist regime. The Chinese ambassador, Zheng Zeguang, was called to the UK's Foreign, Commonwealth, and Development Office on May 8 for an official reprimand, according to a British government statement. The UK Foreign Office said it had made clear that any attempts by foreign states to intimidate, harass, or harm individuals or communities on British soil will not be tolerated and that such activities constitute a serious breach of the UK's sovereignty. "We will continue to use the full range of tools available to protect our security and hold China to account for actions which undermine our safety and democratic values," it stated. The British government's move came just a day after a jury found Wai Chi-liang and Yuan Chengbai guilty under the National Security Act 2023 of assisting a foreign intelligence service, following a weeks-long trial at the Central Criminal Court in London. Wai was also convicted of misconduct in a public office in relation to misusing the UK Interior Ministry's systems to track targets while working for the British Border Force at London Heathrow Airport. Prosecutors said Wai used his access to the UK government's databases to conduct unauthorised searches while off duty and improperly shared the personal information obtained. Helen Flanagan, the head of counter-terrorism policing in London, which led the investigation into the high-profile case, called the pair's activists both sinister and chilling. "Our investigation found they were spying for the Hong Kong authorities, targeting UK-based pro-democracy campaigners," Flanagan said in a May 7 statement following the conviction. The pair, both dual Chinese and British nationals, were described by local media as the first in UK history to be convicted of spying for Beijing. They face up to 14 years in prison. Investigators found Yuan was in contact with individuals linked to the Hong Kong government while working at the Hong Kong Economic and Trade Office in London. He then tasked Wai with conducting spying and surveillance of Hong Kong pro-democracy activists living in Britain. Messages on Yuan's phone indicated that their surveillance of Nathan Law, a former Hong Kong lawmaker and a prominent pro-democracy advocate, had begun as early as 2021, according to prosecutors. The Chinese embassy in the UK confirmed its ambassador met with a Britain Foreign Office official on May 8. According to a Chinese summary of the meeting, Zheng protested the London court's ruling and called on the UK side to stop what he called anti-China political manipulation. The case has cast a renewed spotlight on Hokkaido, a Hong Kong government overseas outpost that was designed to promote trade relations between the UK and the Asian financial hub. Critics have long argued that its resources and privileges were used for intelligence gathering and targeting overseas Hong Kong activists. In response to the May 7 ruling, the London-based Hong Kong Labour Rights Monitor called on the UK government to urgently review the status and privileges granted to Hokkaido, including whether its current diplomatic privileges remain appropriate. "We cannot allow the Hong Kong authorities to disguise political repression as trade promotion, nor permit authoritarian long-arm repression to extend into free societies," the group said in a May 7 statement.